The manor house was built between 1764 and 1766 by Duke Adolf Friedrich IV of Mecklenburg-Strelitz. In front of it, the courtyard of honor is flanked to the north and south by former stable and coach buildings. The coat of arms of the Dukes of Mecklenburg-Strelitz can be seen in the gable. The Domhof, which is what the northern part of Ratzeburg City Island is called, belonged to the area of Mecklenburg from the end of the Thirty Years' War until the so-called Greater Hamburg Act of 1937. Since a division of inheritance in 1701, the Domhof, together with the Principality of Ratzeburg extending eastwards, belonged to Mecklenburg-Strelitz. The Principality Administrative Authority's offices were located at the Domhof, and the Mecklenburg Dukes built a residence here in the westernmost part of their territory. Duke Christian Louis, whose large-scale portrait can be seen in the entrance hall of the manor house, commissioned a pleasure palace with gilded turrets to be built here in the 17th century. 100 years later, this little castle had become dilapidated and was demolished. Adolf IV of Mecklenburg-Strelitz commissioned Chief Captain von dem Knesebeck to erect a new building on the same site from 1764 to 1766. A particular highlight is the Rococo Hall, which extends across the central axis of the building. The stucco artist Johann Nepomuk Metz, who came from Westphalia, designed the ballroom with elaborate ornaments, musical instruments, and props from gallant shepherd games. These motifs depict idyllic country life and were very popular at aristocratic courts at the time. The Rococo Hall is still frequently used today for special occasions. The building cost of 20,000 thalers for the manor house are said to have been five times higher than the original estimate.
Wow!
Allegedly, the Duke was so annoyed by the project being over budget that he never used the residence. Thus, the magnificent house initially served as official residences for higher officials of the Principality of Ratzeburg. From 1840 to 1970, the house was used as the official residence of the cathedral provosts, before it was turned into a museum. The museum collection focuses on the history of the Duchy of Lauenburg. A historical kitchen gives an impression of what it would have looked like when the manor house was built. The pharmacy from 1842 is also one of the museum's special attractions. Inside the manor house, you will find an old photo shop from the former Ratzeburg photographer Albert Harnig, which is worth seeing. He worked as a photographer until 1970. Upon his death, his entire estate was taken over by the museum. Visitors can view the old shop and the studio. The dark room with a famous camera obscura never ceases to amaze visitors because an upside-down image of an illuminated object appears on the back wall. A special attraction is the exhibition The Lifestyle of the 1950s. It includes more than 2,500 everyday objects from the time of rock and roll, characterized by music stars like Conny Froboess, Peter Kraus and Elvis Presley, who were also popular in Germany at that time. Another attraction is a facsimile print of the Helmershausen Gospels, commissioned by Duke Henry the Lion in the 12th century. This book is the most valuable illuminated manuscript of the Middle Ages. A consortium of German bidders bought it in 1983 for 32.5 million German marks
sold to the German
at Sotheby's Auction House in London. It is the most expensive book in the world.